Om Shanti. In the series of Beyond Question, today is episode number 19, question number 1. What are the various methods to become incorporeal? When we meet someone, we forget to see the soul, how to make this practice natural. So, the brother or sister has asked a question, various methods to become a Shariri incorporeal. And when we meet someone, how to have soul conscious vision? Because he is saying that we forget to see the soul, how to make this practice of soul conscious vision natural. So what are the ways and means of this? Other question, this is, all the four questions are very much related to each other. What should we do to make morning meditation powerful so that the foundation of entire day becomes powerful? Third question, what should we do during traffic control? What should be done during the international meditation? Fourth question, Baba always says, act in the stage of powerful remembrance. What is meant by powerful remembrance? How to practice this in action? And how does this destroy the effects of sin? So the first question is, how to become incorporeal? The answer Baba has given many times. For becoming incorporeal, the very first important thing is to become soul conscious. But simply to say that I am soul, I am soul, I am soul, doesn't make you soul conscious. One addition one has to make is, what sort of soul I am, which soul I am. So that adjective is necessary. Means you have to practice self-respect, Soman. And every day you should have some new Soman, some new self-respect. You cannot go on with same Soman for an extended period of time. That's why we have to develop a new ability to cull new Somans from Murli. Take some new Soman which you had never practiced before. I am a fire extinguisher. This is a new Soman. I am the protector of the Yajna. Today's Murli, Sakar Murli Baba said, you are the protector of the Yajna. Make the vibrations of yoga so powerful that not a single soul should go out of this Yajna. Create such a powerful electric current around this Yajna so that not a single soul goes out from this Yajna. Not a single soul steps away from this Yajna. You are Yajna Rakshak. You are the protector of the Yajna. So this is the new Soman. So when the moment you practice this, automatically you become incorporeal. So the best way of becoming in a Shariri is to have practice of Soman. Second, spiritual drills. Second is spiritual drills. What are the spiritual drills? Five forms, three forms. Baba always says, make this journey. See yourself in the incorporeal world, then come down in the golden age, then further down, then come in the copper age. See yourself as a deity worthy of worship, being worshipped in the temples. Thousands and thousands of devotees are in front of you. See everything and get situated in that high self-respect. Come to confluence age. Latest Sunday Murli, Baba said, Baba has given three gifts, three diamonds. The first diamond, this age, diamond-like confluence age. Second, diamond-like Brahmin life. Third, diamond-like this meeting with Bab Dada. So these are the three spiritual diamonds he has given us. So spin this discus of self-realization, Sudarshan Chakra. So that is the second method of becoming incorporeal. Third method, just practice being incorporeal whilst in this body. Just a single thought, I am a soul and I am radiating vibrations around. A simple practice. I am a soul situated in the body. I am an imperishable soul. I am an eternal soul. Just a simple thought and get situated in that consciousness. Other is, try to remain as much detached from this body as possible. try to remain as much detached from the attraction of this body. Other is food. If your food is very heavy, if your food is very much spicy, it is not sattvic, it is rajasic, it is tamasic, that will not help you becoming incorporeal. Other is you should be mentally fresh. If you are exhausted by doing extra work, you will not feel incorporeal. If you are not taking enough sleep, you will not have feeling of incorporeal. If you are unhappy, depressed, you will never become incorporeal. In Sunday's Murli, Baba said, remember that you are Shiv Shakti, you are not an ordinary soul. You are Shiv Shakti, Shiva is combined with you. And this consciousness, this awareness, this realization will never make you feel lonely or alone. One English author has said somewhere, I feel lonely when I forget that God is my supreme companion. I feel lonely only when I forget that God is my supreme companion. The moment you forget that He is your supreme companion, you feel lonely, you feel despondent, you go in despair, you try to seek succor, help and cooperation from others. You start running from pillar to post, but to no avail. That's what happens. So remember a single thought, a simple thought, that He is with me. I am under the canopy of supreme divine providence. So these thoughts, so some things you have to do, few things you have to do at the level of body, few things you have to do at the level of mind, and few things you have to do at the level of soul. Mind should remain detached. If the mind is filled with the dirt and filth of attachments to souls, if mind is filled with stains and marks and dust of parachintan and paradarshan, you cannot become incorporeal. If mind is filled with deep sanskars of familiarity, you cannot become incorporeal. If there is attachment, if there is a attraction, you cannot become incorporeal. If there is rag, you cannot have the feeling of incorporealness. So, in order to become incorporeal, you have to work at three levels. First, the level of body, which consists of food, rest, exercise, health, physical level. These all things should be good. Then only you can become incorporeal. A diseased body, it's very difficult to become incorporeal. You are having severe pain somewhere. You are suffering from cough, cold. Even those stages you find it difficult to become incorporeal. So first is physical level. Second is mental level. Your mind should be very strong. A fickle mind. A nimble mind. A mind which is wavering. Such a wavering mind cannot become incorporeal. Cannot have the experience of incorporeal stage. And third, at the level of soul, which I said, spiritual drill, practice of self-respect, soul conscious vision. Whenever you see anybody, see them as great souls. See them as the souls of this Brahmin clan. See them as a soul of the deity clan. See them as a soul who are being worshipped on the path of knowledge. See them as souls who are picked up by God Himself. See them as in that higher consciousness. And try to see here, middle of the forehead. Let not vision go below this. All the Maya starts below this. So let it remain focused here. Second question is, what should we do to make morning meditation powerful? We have recently completed one complete series of Amrit Vela. So there are multiple things in that. Most important is, how do you sleep at night? With what thoughts you sleep? Are you making any preparation for a good and powerful Amrit Vela? You need a good and powerful preparation. You need good rest. You need to have very good food. A light food, a sattvic food, a yogic diet, a super sattvic diet. Not a diet that makes you heavy and that makes you more and more soporific, that makes you more and more lazy, drowsy, weary. Something that keeps you light. A food that should be so light that when you get up in the morning, not an iota of drowsiness is there. You remain as alert as possible that you ever can be. So that feeling of freshness, a good sleep, unpunctured by anything or bad dreams. So good sleep, good food, good preparation at night, and the morning you get up, take bath and then do Amrit Vela. It is best that you do Amrit Vela after taking bath. It's not, many people just wash their face and go for Amrit Vela, but I feel that best Amrit Vela is possible when you brush your teeth, you take bath, do a little exercise, a little breathing exercise even, and don't do it on the bed. Go out from there. Go out from there and do somewhere in the next room. If room is not there, sit down and do. If you feel drowsy, sleepy or lazy, keep on walking and then do Amrit Vela. But you have to remain alert like an ignited flame, Jagti Jyot. That should be your stage, and your Amrit Vela has to be very much concentrated. Your mind should not be wandering here and there. Then only some experience will happen. A concentrated mind only can have concentrated Amrit Vela. A detached mind only can have detached, powerful Amrit Vela. Otherwise it is not possible. And then, because that is the foundation, then you have to bring lot of creativeness. Yesterday's blessing, Baba said, you reveal yourself into that different stories of divine experiences, rather than just becoming, I am soul, I am point of light. Sometimes it is difficult. You practice different self-respects. You practice, what are the attainments I have from Baba? Practice anything. But the thing is that you should not fall off to sleep. The thing is that your mind should not start wandering in the affairs of the world. Karobar, yesterday Baba had said. So do everything that keeps you alert. If you feel sleepy, go on the terrace and walk around. If you still feel sleepy, hear some class, hear Avyakta Bab Dada's audio. Anything. But that should keep you alert. And for that, you have to feed mind with powerful food. Only a powerful mind will have powerful Amrit Vela. And powerful mind is created by powerful food. What you are eating through eyes, what you are eating through ears. If you are thinking of others, if you are seeing others throughout the day, if you are having lot of waste thoughts, waste talks and waste gossips, a gossip monger can never become a yogi. So, for powerful Amrit Vela, first thing needed is tyag, renunciations of many things. First thing which is needed is renunciation of this digital world. If you are sitting with your laptop, if you are sitting with your social media into the night, how can you get up in the morning? If you are attached to so many people and you are wasting your time talking on phone for half an hour with somebody, how can you have powerful Amrit Vela? For powerful Amrit Vela, strong preparation is needed, strong thought is needed, determined thought is needed. Then only you get up in the Amrit Vela, then only you feel fresh, then only you can have some divine experiences, then only you can have that feeling of unprecedented ecstasy. Otherwise, they are very elusive. They will evade you. Tyag is necessary. Tapasya is necessary. Then only that experience descends. Otherwise not. Third question is, what should we do during traffic control? Again, the same thing. You can do many things. Just get situated in the form of soul consciousness. I am soul and spreading vibrations. One. Second, I am soul and spreading vibrations. All those who are around you at that point of time, during the day, give sakash to those souls. At that point of time, give sakash to five elements of nature. Wherever you are, the earth, the air, the sky, everything, whatever that you see, give sakash. Third, fourth, just go to Baba immediately in Paramdham, touch him and come back. Next, just go to Brahma Baba in Sukshma Vatan, in the subtle world, take blessing from Father. Any blessing, suppose last 1 hour you had been very disturbed, just go to him in between, because there is a traffic control and you just get detached. You detach yourself, you go to subtle world and take blessing from him. May you be an unshakable and immovable soul. Achal Adol. Take a blessing and come back. Touch him and come back. Take power and come back. Or if nothing is possible, try to remember few points from the Murli. If nothing is possible, If even that is not, at least try to remember one point which you remember. Any point of gyan during traffic control. Other thing is, traffic control song is of 3 minute. You can divide that 3 minute into first 1 minute, second minute, third minute. This. So multiple things can be done. What should we do during international meditation? This is most important thing which is to be done on this day is Sakash to the entire world. Sakash to 5 elements, 5 continents, Europe, America, Africa, Asia, Australia, South Africa, all this. 5 continents, 5 great oceans, different regions, different sections of the society, different group of people. Sakash. Invoking souls, talking with souls, forgiving them, asking for pardon, asking, giving thanks to souls. Everything should be done at a very subtle level. Next, Baba says, act in the stage of powerful remembrance. What is meant by powerful remembrance? What is Shakti Shali Yad? Remembrance means to remember, to remind oneself, to recall something which you already know. That is what is remembrance. So, what is powerful remembrance? And how to practice this in action, and how does this destroy the effects of sin? Powerful remembrance means where you are not thinking of any other thing, any extraneous things, where your mind is absolutely concentrated, where you are lost in love, where you are feeling that closeness, that proximity, that spiritual intimacy, where you feel that He alone is everything, where you forget this body completely, where you forget this world completely. Such a intoxicated stage of being is the stage of Yad or Shakti Shali Yad or powerful remembrance. But for that you need to do many things. It is not going to come hands down. Multiple things. Baba said it's not going to your aunt's house. It's not that simple. Multiple things you have to practice. You have to practice concentration. You have to practice detachment. You have to practice soul consciousness. Because unless and until you become that, you cannot come to remembrance or God consciousness. And last, another thing he is asking, how that is reflected in the action. Throughout the day, you have to have the feeling of instrument, of being an instrument. And that will destroy the effect of sin. For destroying the effect of sin, you have to practice soul consciousness or God consciousness by staying in the Paramdham for longer length of time. It's not that you just touch Paramdham and come back. Practice it. Make it creative. Bring newness in yoga. Practice in different ways. Don't have the same drill every day. Every day new drill. What I do usually is, the morning I get up, if it is 3, if it is 2, whatever time, the first thing I see, today's Vardhan. That's what I do. The moment I get up, I see today's blessing, and till the time I reach Pandavavan, I convert that blessing into a drill. And then I practice that drill in the yoga, and then when I come to the class, I use it to advantage. And then I ask Manju when. So this was the secret. Okay. The moment I get up, the first thing I do is, I read the Vardhan. I read it 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times, many times, till the time it is committed to the memory. Till the time I know each and every line and each and every word of it. And once I know it, and then I practice it. I am Yajna Rakshak. I am creating an electricity around the Yajna. A new form of yoga. I am creating an electricity. One soul has tried to go, but a strong current and is thrown back. How can he go? You have to make this yajna very strong. So this is a experiment you have to do. So every day convert every day's Vardhan blessing into a drill. The first thing, because otherwise the moment you get up, 5 minutes late. 6 minutes late. 30 minutes late. I have to reach. It's so much cold. No other thought. This is the blessing and this is the drill. I have to convert it into drill today. Because this is the drill I have to practice. And that becomes a drill. Each and every line you know. And then when you are sitting in yoga, in between you forget. You can just check it. After the Amrit Vela. This was the missing point. Okay. ओम शांति।